This podcast brought to you by Lightspeed Zulu, change your mind, and by Gulf Coast Avionics, your one-stop shop for avionics, instruments, and pilot supplies. Try a Zulu, and we think you'll find Zulu's comfort, sound quality, and ANR better than anything else you've ever tried. It has Bluetooth connectivity and is available with battery or panel power. And there's a helicopter model as well. No other headset gives you the complete Zulu package.
This is Mary Grady with AvWeb reporting from Sun and Fun, and today we're talking with Matthew Heintz of ZenAir. He's going to talk about their response to the NTSB's report last week. It was kind of an unexpected thing for them that the NTSB asked the FAA to ground a certain model of their airplane in response to a few accidents that had taken place. So we're going to get an update and let us know what's going on and how they're responding to this.
What we've been doing for the last month and a half or so is we've been working with two independent consulting firms in trying to see if we have a problem with our airplane, a flutter problem that is, and these consultants have been working very hard at it, and since the NTSB even harder. And what we're looking at now is the German consulting team who have been looking at this in incredible detail. They've done ground vibration analysis, computer flutter analysis. And the latest thing they've just completed now is a series of flutter tests in a wind tunnel. And what we see from there is very clearly that when we have tight control cables as per design requirements, that we do not have a flutter problem with the airplane. When you loosen off the cables, sure enough, we get some flutter. It's not flutter in the sense that it's going to rip a wing apart, but it's enough to scare a pilot. Then when we put a mass balance weight with the loose control cables, then sure enough, that goes away. So we're working with all these things, and what we're telling our customers right now is if you're going to fly the airplane, make sure that, first of all, you have, you know, tight control cables as specified by us. And second of all, you know, make sure that the airplane is well-maintained, that your control bearings, bushings, all these things are tight and fit and just the way it's, you know, it's supposed to be designed. Make sure that you have your aileron stop, flap stops, and all these things in place. The thing from our side is we do have the SLSA that we've been manufacturing, and of course we're very careful when we manufacture the airplane to make sure that it complies to the design. And so for the light sport aircraft, we don't have an issue with that. Where we really get into the gray area is in the kit side, where we have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of these airplanes flying, and, you know, maybe over 1,000 of these airplanes flying around the world. So the problem with that is when a guy buys a kit from us and puts it together, how do we verify that this guy has put the kit properly together, put the, you know, the proper systems in place so that the control surfaces aren't loose, that the aileron is tight and all these things. And this is where the whole issue is, and what we're, you know, really pleading with our customer base out there is, you know, before they fly the airplane, make sure that everything is in compliance to the drawings. For a guy that built the airplane, that's not really much of an issue because they understand the blueprints, they respect the design limitations and all this. Where the issue really comes into a situation is when you get the second or third owner where they really know nothing about the construction, the maintenance of the airplane. And here, all of a sudden, they're flying an airplane, and we're telling them, you know, make sure that you maintain this airplane properly. But, you know, what they really should be doing is maybe hiring a certified mechanic who can go over the blueprints and verify that the airplane's in compliance with the blueprints. You know, I think there's a certain responsibility from our customers out there that they really need to make sure that the airplane complies. Because, again, from the tests that we're seeing right now, and these are all preliminary tests, nothing's been finalized at this point, but from the preliminary tests that we've been seeing in Germany, and, again, the level of testing they're doing is really quite mind-boggling, and we're going to have some videos online showing a lot of these tests. When everything is done properly, we don't have a problem with the airplane. You know, we're very appreciative of the FAA where, you know, they're backing us up on that, and they're going to do their own independent analysis. We had a meeting with the FAA just a few days ago here at Sun and Fun, and we were very pleased to hear that, first of all, they are not grounding the airplanes. And second of all, they are going to be expediting a full review of the design as fast as possible, with a team of engineers, flutter analysis, the whole thing. And of course, from our point at ZenAir, we're going to be cooperating with them. We're going to be supplying with them as much information as they need, because it's to our best interest, it's to our customers' best interest to make sure that, you know, if there is an issue, let's find out what it is. Maybe their analysis can see something that our guys didn't see. So when you put all this together, I think we're doing a tremendous amount of background work, and we have been doing a lot of this work before the NTSB report came out. We do find that it's a little bit of a shock and a little bit of a you know, it's almost too bad that, you know, they wouldn't talk to us before the report, say, here's a draft copy, what do you think of this? And we would have been able to tell them, look, we're working with these independent consultants, let's give them a fair chance to finish their analysis so that we can see if we have a problem here, instead of, you know, just coming out with this bold statement that, you know, we've had five or six accidents and it's all related to flutter. What we also find frustrating is that we had one accident in 06 in Yuba City, California, where the NTSB spent almost 2 years doing an investigation, a very in-depth investigation on this accident, where we participated 100%. The final factual report did not mention the word flutter in it. And the over-undermining situation there said that it was a overloading of the controls. And it was very clearly that the pilot had initiated a minus 7 or minus 8 G negative load on the airplane, and the airplane broke apart in the air. There was no question about that, and we'd have no idea what this would have to do with flutter or anything else with the airplane. And if it would have, I am sure that the NTSB would have reported that into that that report. It was, you know, it was so black and white. A month and a half, 2 months later, all of a sudden they come out with this new report and say, oh, by the way, it's flutter, and everything's flutter. And I think that's why the FAA is going to be doing their own investigation to find out, you know, is the NTSB correct on this or not. You know, we're very optimistic about the fact that the reports coming out of Germany right now are really, you know, they're really stating what we've been saying the whole time. And the mandate of these consultants is not to see if we have a flutter problem or not. The mandate is to see if we have any problem at all. It's maybe flutter, maybe something else, maybe structure. That was the mandate, just to check every possible angle on this thing. You know, that's make sure that when we're flying our airplanes, that we're in compliance with the manufacturer's recommendations for rigging, controlling, and all these type of things. And, you know, let's not deviate from the blueprints. Let's make sure that, you know, we have everything to the blueprints so that we can all fly safely.
Okay, thank you, Matthew. And what's the next step now? What do you expect to hear from the NTSB or from the FAA as far as this whole situation?
Well, from the NTSB, we're not in touch with them right now since they've issued that report. We haven't heard anything from them, so we have no idea what they're going to be doing at this point. From the FAA's point of view, we're very encouraged because they are fast-tracking this whole thing. They're really making it a priority. I shouldn't say fast-tracking, but they're making it a priority, and they're really going to look at this at a very professional level. So starting next week, we're going to be working with them up at Zen Air in supplying documentation and all that. So that's what we're going to be doing in the immediate future. And we're going to evaluate this whole thing in just incredible detail. And we're going to help them everywhere we can. So that's what we're going to be doing with the FAA. And then in parallel to that, we're going to continue to work with our, you know, independent consultants to see what type of results they come up with. And if there's any recommended things that will minimize this or minimize that, we'll then be passing that on to our customers so that, you know, they can feel safe flying. And you know, it's one thing less that they have to worry about.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time and your update. And again, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb talking with Matthew Heinz of Zen Air, straight from the sun and fun. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Gulf Coast Avionics, your one-stop shop for avionics, instruments, and pilot supplies. See us at Sun and Fun booth D28 through 33 or visit www.gca.aero.